Dean Orbison, who's an engineer, Ernie Eagleson, who's a fisherman, all good friends of mine, and I asked them if they would come, since they both swim. And they came. And they spent hours and hours and hours and hours of their time. First, they fixed the block that broke off the mechanism that turned the water, let water in and out, and they fixed that themselves. And we still had a leak. That was the problem. When I started working on this with Dean and Ernie, it was a leak of 2 gallons a minute, and it went up to 45 gallons a minute in just that the months that we worked on it. And they tried everything. They tried popsicle sticks. They tried closing every single opening in the pool. They borrowed from the city wastewater treatment a camera that would go into the pipes. They put milk in front of that camera, and that camera went in the pipes to see if there was a break in the pipes or a leak, and they could find absolutely nothing. So they were not dead in the water. Ernie remembered he had a friend in the pool business who he called from down south. That friend had a person he knew that was a troubleshooter for broken pools, and the school district cooperated and was willing to hire John Rennie, who's very good in doing cement work, and between Mark Batista, the head of maintenance, Murray Lawson, who works for Mark, and John Rennie, they took out the cement, and lo and behold, there was a pipe that had been crushed by the settling of the pool, so a long time ago. And as that pipe settled, it broke more and more. And so they fixed it. They fixed that. They took out that bad pipe, and they put in all the new pipe, and then they put it back together. And the law says you have to have an automatic chlorine system in order to operate a swimming pool. And we had none. So we had that one last thing to do, and Roger Blyer, who used to manage the Hames Pool, offered to put one in for free, basically. And to my surprise, he did not put in a chlorine system. He put in a bromine system. So I had to go online and find out about bromine. Bromine is a sanitizer that is as good as chlorine. In some ways, it's better because you won't get the chlorine smell. In some ways, it's harder because it's harder to balance your pH when you have a bromine system. And bromine is more expensive than chlorine. But we do have some containers of bromine that might get us through till October and the vote. And then we can think about putting in a different system.